This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.
If you live in England and have a mild infection, don't ask your GP to recommend antibiotics. He'll probably say no and give you something else. This is part of an initiative to put a stop to harmful infections becoming resistant to these drugs. Recent figures from the NHS have shown that the number of prescriptions for all types of antibiotics were down by 7.3% on the previous year to about 34 million in 2015 and 16, which is considered a success by the authorities. Peter Taylor, Professor of Microbiology, UCL School of Pharmacy, says that antibiotics are probably the safest and most effective drugs ever produced, but they have an Achilles heel. Every time we use an antibiotic, it alters the levels of bacteria out there in the environment and engenders resistance in a way that is very similar to Darwinian natural selection. The power of these substances was discovered by Alexander Fleming in 1928, almost by chance. The Scottish bacteriologist returned to his laboratory after a holiday to find a bacteria-free circle around a growth of mold on a Petri dish. It gave us our first antibiotic, penicillin. The availability of these drugs revolutionized the treatment of infections. In the past, STIs spread by bacteria were often incurable and deadly. Today, all it takes to treat them is a trip to the clinic and a course of antibiotics. Childbirth was very dangerous and routinely ended in death for both mother and baby. Now the risk of a woman dying in England and Wales during labour is between 40 and 50 times lower than 60 years ago. Bacteria will continue to evolve to seek survival, and we have to up our game. There hasn't been a new class of antibiotics since the 1980s, and pharmaceutical companies are looking into a wide range of alternatives, from compound from insects to nanotechnology, to develop new weapons in the continuous war against superbugs.
Takeaway English from bbclearningenglish.com.